The reasons behind a billion-dollar-plus fine.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon, and for Steve Tiotakis, we've got the global perspective now, what's happening in business and economics around the world and how it affects us. Some of Europe's biggest airlines could be hit with fines today, totaling more than $1 billion over price fixing for air cargo. The EU Competition Commissioner is expected to hand down his decision today. For more, let's bring in Marketplace's Stephen Beard from London. Stephen, if this is going to cost them more than $1 billion in fines, I suspect it cost us a lot more than that. What's alleged in this case?
Well, this is the European part of a global investigation. The central allegation is that more than 20 big airlines were colluding with each other to fix fuel surcharges on their cargo operations. They were, to put it bluntly, ripping off their customers. Now, the US is ahead of the game in dealing with this. In the US, total fines of more than $1.5 billion have already been levied against airlines that fessed up to it. And four executives have been sentenced to jail.
And what action are we expecting in Europe?
The European Commission is expected to fine 10 carriers, including British Airways and Air France. It could fine them 10% of their total revenues. Total revenues about $10 billion, so a total fine of about $1 billion is possible. But the airlines have been pleading poverty. Some have argued that given the really tough times they've been through, a hefty fine might put them out of business. So the Commission may go a bit easier on them. But the airlines still face a lot of pain over this. Hundreds of air freight customers are suing the airlines for damages for overcharging.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Bob.
Let's do the numbers. European stocks have reversed course from yesterday's losses. At this hour, exchanges in London, Paris, and Frankfurt are all up nearly 0.75%. Asian stocks were mixed today. Turns out Tibet's exiled spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, can have a profound impact. Economically speaking, that's according to a study on the financial consequences of his visits to 159 countries. Our Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
It turns out the bald, red-robed Nobel Peace Prize recipient is an economic downer wherever he goes. That's thanks to China's leaders. They fume each time they see the face of Tibetan independence sitting down with one of their trading partners.
They usually say that in terms of economic retaliation, you're just going to have to look what happens. It usually implies that people should look out for some fallout in the future.
Economist Nils Hendrik Klan helped author the study. He found that countries hosting the Dalai Lama lose, on average, 8% of their trade with China in the 2 years following the visit. Klan says this Dalai Lama effect sends a clear message about doing business with China.
The way we usually interact among each other in terms of trade and diplomacy might not be the way that countries will interact in the future with these new rising economies.
The results, by the way, didn't hold for every country. President Obama met with the Dalai Lama earlier this year, and it led to some good karma. U.S. exports to China are on track for a record-setting year. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, helping doctors, lawyers, and small business owners monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. ReputationDefender.com. By Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at Vanguard.com/public radio. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
We continue our Future of Transportation series. Houston, Texas is probably best known as a capital of big oil. But the nation's fourth largest city is also trying to position itself as a leader in electric cars. From KUHF, Wendy Siegel has her story.
Software developer Steve Cobb is showing me his 2002 Chevy pickup in his office garage.
Well, this is the bed of the truck, and there are 26 batteries in the truck.
2 years ago, this Texas native took out his gas engine and swapped it for a battery pack.
This is the sole energy source for the truck, and as you see on the side there, the cord goes in where the gas tank used to be.
Cobb doesn't worry about draining his batteries on his 16-mile commute between work and home, but others may be more anxious about running out of power with no plug-in sight. Mayor Anise Parker says Houston provides the perfect testing ground for the electric car.
We're a sprawling city that's built around the automobile. If we can convince Houstonians that electric vehicles are the way to go, then it can work anywhere.
Right now, Houston has just 10 public chargers, but there's federal grant money to build 25 more in the coming months. They'll be installed in places where people park for a while, think malls and city parking lots. And a big chunk of the charging network will be paid for by a power company called NRG. In Houston, NRG is planning to spend some $10 million on roughly 60 chargers by the end of the year. David Crane is the CEO of NRG.
They will never be more than 5 miles away.
NRG will install two types of chargers, including the rapid charger, which gives a half charge in just 15 minutes. Crane says there's still a debate over how many chargers need to be at each location because no one knows what the demand will look like.
It would be extremely frustrating for someone to limp into a charger station and see that there are five cars in front of them, each of which was going to spend 10 to 15 minutes.
Early adopters could also fork out $700 to $2,000 for a home charging unit and power up overnight. But even if you can keep your battery charged in Houston, it could be years before there's a network that allows electric vehicles to drive the 4 hours up to Dallas. In Houston, I'm Wendy Siegel for Marketplace.
One more thing. Guess who's about to be buried along with Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Saturn, and Hummer in the General Motors brand graveyard? Rest in peace, Mr. Goodwrench. We first got to know him 36 years ago.
Keep that great GM feeling
with Mr. Goodwrench.
That's us.
And now comes where GM plans a nationwide conference call with dealers today to outline its plan to terminate Mr. Goodwrench. Executives say rather than having their marketing overlap, they want each of the remaining brand names to have their own clear identity. So this is the clever way they'll retool early next year, reportedly. There will be Chevrolet Certified Service, or Buick Certified Service, or Cadillac Certified Service. You get the point. Or at least they hope you will. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Over in the UK, people don't really have to pay much for health care and education. The government's got it. Big budget cuts mean that's changing and causing some consternation.
Well, yeah, they said the big society when it was first announced. I said it was the big con.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Bigger society, smaller government, maybe. That story, the rest of the day's business news as well next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.